Next week is a huge week for Nutana Curling Club because they are going to be hosting a massive curling championship. And I've got Corey Kohutch from Nutana Curling Club with us to talk about that. So I would imagine lots of prep work going in for the U18s next week.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we've been quite busy for the last, you know, over a year now. And seems like most of the work seems to get done the week before, right? You know, we've done lots of planning and got everything, all our ducks in a row and stuff like that. And, you know, this week is, we're hard at it now to get everything ready to start this weekend.
So, you know, just sort of to get a bit of a background, like it is going to be a huge week for Nutana because how many teams did you say are ready to go?
So there's going to be 42 teams total, 21 men's and 21 ladies teams coming from all across Canada. So it's going to be quite an event, you know, especially the opening ceremonies on Saturday night when all the teams are there and all the fans are there and stuff that. You know, it's going to be a packed building.
And it's already it's a good time just being at the curling club, watching curling, eating food, having a sip, like just being there. The atmosphere is amazing, but it is a little bit more electric when there is some competition in the air.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's going to be, it always is whenever there's an event, you know, it always makes it a little bit more electric in the atmosphere, you know, and especially everybody watching these kids, it's going to be exciting. You're going to have the parents and families and stuff there, and you know darn well they're going to be way more nervous than the kids actually playing, even though a lot of these kids, probably almost all of them, it's going to be their first national championship that they've ever been at, and, you know, hopefully many more to come.
You know what's really fun to think about when you're watching something like this too? Like, how many of them might possibly take the sport to the distance?
Yeah, you know, I think that number is becoming more and more as we go on. You know, we saw a lot of in the past there was really just junior curling, right?
Now
there's, you know, now there's U15, it starts at U12s, there's you know, U18, U20, and I think that Curling Canada and all the you know, the provincial associations have done a really good job of promoting it and trying to create all levels. So what that does is when you do that, it creates more interest and it creates more excitement for these kids, and you know, hopefully you'll get some long-term growth out of them to become curlers in the future.
Well, and it's a great sport. It's an immensely fun game. So it's just amazing that, you know, organizations like this are doing what they can to open it up for all ages. And this is under 18. So, I mean, like we said, we could be watching some future curlers. Well, current curlers, but like future curlers as well.
Yeah, that's what you hope, right?
Yeah.
And it is a really fun game. And, you know, and even if when their junior career is done, if they don't pan out to be, you know, to be curlers right at that point in time or competitive curlers, you know that when they're done university and they settle down with their families and stuff like that, they're all going to come back to the curling rink
because
of the fun, right?
So. Absolutely. They're going to be in adult leagues at some point in their lives. They're going to be doing this for, well, lots of them are going to be doing it for their entire lives.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I'm excited. What is it going to be like as a bystander showing up in the Nutana and spectating this event next week?
We have on-ice spectating. We have one set of bleachers on sheet one. They're using 7 of our 8 sheets, so there isn't a whole bunch of more room where we can put stuff, you know, behind the glass, upstairs and downstairs. We're going to have rows of seating and stuff like that, and then the rest is just going to be standing. So, you know, it's going to be packed. It's going to be busy, but you know, hopefully we can make do and create a great atmosphere.
Well, and standing or sitting, regardless, you're watching curling and you're eating some of the best fries in the entire city.
It's funny you say that because we get that comment a lot, you know, and you know, we've had a couple different kinds of fries over the years, and it seems like whatever you have at a curling rink or hockey rink or whatever, the food's usually really good, and everybody enjoys the rink fries and the rink burgers and that kind of stuff.
I cannot go to the Nutana Curling Club without having like a poutine and a burger. Just it's a law for me.
Yeah, that's great.
I can't not.
That's great to hear. Our kitchen does a great job.
And they do a bang-up job.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, again, the Under-18 Canadian Curling Championships go from February 16th, that is Sunday, till the 22nd, that's next Saturday, so all next week. And again, Corey Kohutch from Nutana Curling Club. I know it's going to be a dynamite week for you guys. Thanks for coming in.
It is. Thank you very much for having us.